Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk about data automation. Now, is this something that most companies are somehow missing out on? Other companies perhaps thriving because of it? In a study by Duco and financial technologies firm FTF, it was found that 28% of financial services organizations say mistakes from manual processes are the biggest data reconciliation pain point amid the work-from-home pandemic situation. Now, the study found that 66% of financial services organizations expect new solutions that automate manual processes to be one of their top three investments in the next 3 years. Yet at the same time, it's funny because there was also 64% of these financial services firms believing that implementing transformational change to these processes would be too expensive or perhaps too time-consuming within their organization. So how can organizations balance, you know, getting improved insights from data with smart investments in data automation? Well, let's find out more from Keith Mann, who is the head of Asia-Pacific at Duco. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. And good morning to your listeners.
Well, this is going to be quite an interesting conversation about data automation. But I suppose, could you tell us a little bit more about Duco? How big is this business of data reconciliation?
Yeah, so at Duco, we help enterprises make managing data easy, starting with things like data reconciliation. We were born in the cloud. We are the leading software-as-a-service data reconciliation company. And there's really kind of three things that set us apart from the others out there. We're 100% software-as-a-service, which means you can deploy things at 50% cheaper. We're the only platform that requires no coding whatsoever, so you can onboard 10 times faster. And we use machine learning to help firms remove repetitive tasks. And we're now being used by over 100 customers around the world, many with a footprint in Asia, and some of the largest asset managers as well.
Oh, okay. Tell us a little bit about market share here in Asia or even here in Singapore. Any standout clientele lists that you could share with us?
Yeah, we're used right across Asia. So everyone from gold banks in New Zealand to hedge funds in Hong Kong. And we're being used by these global banks that are situated in Singapore as well. So a very broad spectrum across the financial services are using platforms like Duco.
Okay, this study fascinates me, the ones that you guys recently released. Could you tell us a little bit more about it and the aim of the study that you guys conducted or commissioned?
Yeah, I think you picked out the key thing in your okay. opening. I mean, the highlight to me there is that firms and a lot of banks across the world know that there is a data problem. They have manual processes to try and fix this, and they know it's not a good solution. But they're really struggling to find a way to do this in a not-so-time-consuming and expensive way. And I think this is really a mindset that we're trying to change at Duco. And that really comes from a legacy technology mindset. And we have seen with our technology that firms can do this, and they can do it faster, and they can do it in a less expensive way. And that's the thing that we're really trying to shift across the market.
But, I mean, for starters, why is it the landscape for bank reconciliation? Why has it changed so much so fast? And why is it so hard to get people to come on board?
Yeah, I mean, this data reconciliation problem isn't a new problem. Every financial firm needs to do this. So every bank, every investment manager, and even some of the new digital banks and crypto companies and things like that need to do this as part of their controls. But the thing that's really held them back is the types of technology that they've been using. This technology was built 10, 15, 20 years ago, and they lack a lot of flexibility. Mm. So they then have to use manual processes and spreadsheets around that, which creates additional fragmentation and audit problems for them as well.
Mm. At the same time, is there a concern over, you know, adopting new technologies and perhaps within the firm itself not having the expertise to manage these technologies?
Yeah, that certainly is a concern, particularly with manual processes where people leave organizations and they're left with gaps. And so with technologies like Duco, we deploy these things in a way that really virtually anyone can use it. So anyone can pick up these tools, and we do this in a no-code kind of way so that anyone working within these operational teams can pick up the tools and can fix the data problems for them. So that kind of minimizes that particular risk that you pointed out.
Yeah, but I can't help but hearing in my head, you know, an older worker in a firm, old management or legacy management going, yeah, but there hasn't been a problem with the way we do things. We're not exactly missing out on anything here. But the truth is, they are missing out on a lot of benefits when they don't invest in such processes, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the whole industry is moving so quickly. I mean, MIT Sloan, for example, did some research, and they say that each organization is losing 15 to 20% of their revenue due to poor data. And then when you have a look at how quick things are moving in the technology space with things like machine learning, you know, you can really now use the machine to remove repetitive tasks, and that really increases the efficiency of your organization and makes you far more competitive as well.
But that doesn't exactly take away jobs, even though it's easy to look at it from that point of view. How then can, you know, jobs in this aspect be sort of repurposed, in your opinion? Any case studies that you could share with us?
Yeah, I think it's really about augmenting people. It's not about taking away their jobs, but it's really about updating their skill set and using machines to make them far more efficient. And we've seen this in a lot of deployments that we've done with banks across the world. One example we have is a firm was able to automate 700 manual reconciliations using Duco over a period of 6 months. And that's using the same resource. They're just able to do a lot more when they're empowered with platforms like Duco.
Mm. What plans does Duco have in the works in the next few years?
Yeah, so I find Asia in particular is a really exciting space for us. And, you know, alongside the traditional banks that we have joining our platform and hedge funds, one big space we're seeing a lot of changes is in with neobanks and digital banks. MAS here in Singapore, for example, was granted 4 licenses. And we're seeing that these banks have a very strong cloud-first strategy in adopting platforms like Duco to really transform all their business processes. And we're seeing that cause some drivers for traditional banks and traditional companies to really rethink their legacy process. Mm. And so we're seeing a lot of interest in our solution.
Mm. But how can this, you know, space really evolve? I mean, where do you see it going in the next few years? And I'm not sure if this comes as a curveball or not, but the rise of digital banks, could this pose a problem or could it accelerate this entire change?
I think it's about accelerating the change.
Okay.
I mean, when we look at some of what's happened over the last year with the pandemic as well, we're seeing this drive a lot of transformation towards digitization, particularly where people are working from home. There's a lot of remote working. You don't want people working on spreadsheets when they're all at home. And so platforms and digitalization is really driving that. Plus, you've got other forces like digital banks that are adding to this competitive space.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't work on spreadsheets when I'm at home. My screen size isn't big enough. Do you see a possibility of Duco, you know, venturing to other aspects of the banking industries?
Yeah, I mean, we're now seeing a lot of interest in areas like insurance as well, but particularly around the fintech space, we're seeing payment companies and even crypto custody companies really now turning to us because these guys, they've got data that needs to be reconciled and they need to do it in a controlled manner. And when the regulators here in Singapore are looking at ways to regulate these sorts of firms as well, they know that controls, completeness and accuracy is a real thing that they need to look at. And so that's a super exciting space that I think is going to continue to grow over the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea behind crypto is that this whole idea of blockchain and how it's supposed to be safer and better. I mean, we have seen cases, obviously, of people who have tried and succeeded where scams are concerned. But with regard to data automation and the processes and softwares that you guys provide, how far can that go in helping to develop a regulation framework? Because ultimately, once we have that, it's one step closer to crypto becoming like a mainstream currency.
Yeah, well, it really comes down to completeness and accuracy and making sure, you know, whatever assets you're holding, be that crypto against a cash account or the like, complete and accurate. And that really helps things like prevent discrepancies, prevent fraud, and kind of spot gaps before the regulators come down and provide fines and stuff. So it's really important for all of these firms that are interacting with customer money to make sure that there is the right level of reconciliation, the right level of control, and to do this in a really automated manner using platforms like Tico.
Yeah, and it goes a long way where accuracy is concerned as well. I've been speaking with Keith Mann, who is Head Asia Pacific at Duco. Keith, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks for your time. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.